We ask questions of people all the time, don't we? Children approach their parents. Can I spend the night at my friend's house? A young man approaches the girl he's been dating for a while. Will you marry me? A student approaches their teacher. Can I have an extension on my paper? Things have been really busy. Could I have an extra day to turn it in? What is the most unnerving response that you can get to any of those or similar questions? No, you know the answer. Yes, you're excited because you've gotten what you asked for. Let me think about it. Doesn't that instill anxiety? The nervousness that might have accompanied going up to the person asking for whatever the favor might have been or the commitment might have been. When you hear, "Let me think about it," you know, you haven't totally made your case. You haven't said everything that you needed to say to get that person to jump in and say, "Wow, I want to own that with you. I want to support you in that." And it doesn't matter what the question is. Whether you're asking your boss for a raise or asking someone for their hand in marriage, "Let me think about it," prolongs the drama, doesn't it? Jesus asks us a similar question, doesn't he? They ask him, "Teacher, what's the greatest commandment?" Now, it was a trick question because they wanted him to name one of the 10, one of the dictates of the law, so that they could say, "Look, he's saying this isn't important, that isn't important, this doesn't matter, that doesn't count." Now, he gave them a brilliant answer, didn't he? "Love God with your whole heart, your whole strength, your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself." And they had to have been perplexed because they said, "Well said, teacher." But Jesus then asked you and me a question. "Will you follow me?" Except he doesn't really phrase it as a question, does he? Let's look at Peter as an example. Can you remember the first words and the last words that Peter heard from Jesus? "Follow me." That was at the very beginning of Peter's call and at the culmination after the resurrection. There was a heck of a lot that transpired in between. But that day that Jesus saw Peter on the shore, he says, "Follow me. You won't be fishing for fish anymore. I will make you fishers of men and women." And after the resurrection, Peter, who was humiliated, can you imagine what it must have been like to face the risen Christ? Now, there had to be a degree of excitement, to be sure. But to know that you had stood there and said, "I don't know the man," to curse him? Do you really want to face him again? And so when Jesus takes Peter out along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he asked him a couple questions, doesn't he? "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "You know I love you. Feed my sheep." "Do you love me? Feed my lambs." "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." But the last thing he says to Peter is, "Follow me." The commission, the calling remained unchanged, even though Peter got in the way. But to answer that call, we go back to that great commandment. What it means to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole strength, our whole being. It's a call to a yes, not a no, and certainly not, and I will think about it. Although, what's that usually mean for most of us? In our whole lives, we're thinking about it. We're praying about it. Maybe not whether we're going to follow Jesus, but what it means for us personally to follow Jesus. And that's legitimate. When a young person's discerning their vocation in life, I'd say that they are ill-advised to just assume that they are called to follow whatever it is that they want. How many lives have been shaken up from when you go from that period of what you want to be when you grow up to what you actually find out that you become? Think about it. And some of you might be able to say yes to this, but from the first time that someone asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up? How many people did that? There may have been some. I mean, the Holy Spirit can work very powerfully in some young lives. I know with me, my answer was, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be a baseball player. I could have probably had varying degrees of success with some of those things. I don't know that I'd have been a very good baseball player. At least they wouldn't have paid me to do it. I remember in fifth grade, little Baptist boy, the teacher asked us what we wanted to be. We had to write the paper. Do you know what I said at age 10? I wanted to be a preacher. Little Jimmy wasn't far from the kingdom, was he? But it didn't stick, because I went on. I still wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a counselor. I wanted to be a professor. I wanted to do all these different things. And I went into college thinking, I'm going to major in business. Make my mark in the business sector. After all, my last name was Profit. How could I not succeed? Who wouldn't want to hire me? But the joke was on me as I struggled with that. I was in school and I was a business major for one semester. And I aced the class. And I loved the professor. I remember the guy's name, Professor Don Kissinger. He just retired not all that long ago. I went into his office almost embarrassed because I liked him and I didn't want to disappoint him. And I said, I'm going to be changing my major. And this was the first man who ever said this to me. He says, of course you are, because you're going to become a priest. And I looked at him, I said, oh, no, that's not what I'm doing. But I do want to serve the church somehow. And I didn't know what it meant. My initial answer was no. Almost anything but that. And that's kind of what Peter did, wasn't it? He said, yes, but under these conditions. And then when things got tough, I don't know the man. And he was pulling back into outright denial. Because his fear, his uncertainty, kept him from giving that total yes. But God doesn't take, I'll think so, I'll think about it, as the final answer. You know, in the next several weeks, we'll be talking about what it means to really love God with whole heart, whole strength, whole mind, whole being, and our neighbor as ourself. And I put to you today that none of us, you nor I, are right where God wants us ultimately. We grow into it. It took me a long time to come to grips with my vocation. Because I had this wall, and it was the image in my mind as to what my life needed to look like to be successful. It went from monetarily, go out into the business world, to, well, I'll serve, but I still want that family that you see on TV or read about, the wife, the children, the white picket fence, and the dog. I got the dog. And I'm living with two people who are old and young enough to be my children. Put one more in there, I can have my own show, My Three Sons Revisited. The point is, when we open our hearts, when we open our minds, and we're willing to take the risk of maybe even having our hearts pierced, as Mary did, and say, I'm giving it all over to God. It's not that we're doing God this huge favor. We're just doing to God what God's done for us. He gave us His whole heart. He opened it. He poured it out for us. And He's just telling us to keep that going. Just keep it going. And if you sit there and say, I'm nowhere near there yet, it's okay. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about getting yourself in the position to where you can say yes to whatever it is that God wants. Because there's two things that I will guarantee you. Number one, God has given you everything you have or everything you need to be the person He's called you to be. And number two, if you take that risk and say yes, you'll be happy. Won't be easy. I'm not saying easy. But you'll be happy. I thought, yeah, I'm named Prophet. I'll do well in business. It's just my name was misspelled. And the type of prophet that God called me to be was one more of a voice. Perfectly? No. But God's still working on me, just like God's still working on you. So these next few weeks, the takeaway challenge for you today is this week to start praying. What area in your life do you need to grow in most? To be able to say that I love God with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole strength, and my neighbor as myself. Amen.